Yeah, so I'm doing another live video with my friend, Naya. Hey, Naya's here! Hey, Naya! So, I don't know what we're going to talk about today, but most likely it's going to be about habits and routines. Like the usual. Have this thing with coffee. Okay, waiting for it to come in. Hey, Naya!
What's up?
How's it going?
Hey.
Looks like you're outside. It's so bright.
Oh, no. I'm inside.
I know. No, I'm walking around
in our apartment
complex because, yeah, it's just, I can't stay indoors, so I'm trying to, like, walk it out, you know? Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I mean, like I said, like, you know, it's kind of hard to sit around or be in bed the whole day or just stay at home. So, yeah. You know, as much as we need to do this because it helps flatten the curve, you know, being able to walk around, you know, your community or just wherever you live, like it's kind of a nice, you know, nice way to stay sane.
For sure.
Yeah. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah. Working out at home. I'm still working.
Yeah.
One of my jobs is doing takeout. So it's been good. Community, like see the community coming together and like support each other. So it's been good. Yeah. But I mean, I've been taking a lot of time to like take care of myself, to like sleep more.
Yeah, no.
Rest.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Rest is really good.
I miss everyone.
Yeah, and that's why I want to do this with you. I miss you, Naya. I mean, I wanted to stop by and get some...
Get some coffee, some pies.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, the best time to do it. And how do you guys usually do it there? Like, when you do...
You can go to our website and order online and just honestly just pick it up. Yeah.
Got it.
We've been trying to just like the less contact we have with customers. Yeah.
The better. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I go on the days that you work, will you be the one?
I'll be the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can... We can probably high five each other from like.
I don't think so. I'll wave at you.
Yeah.
I'll wave at you and give you a really delicious coffee. But yeah.
Yeah. So you make coffee and you make pies as well.
I just make coffee there and take care of the front.
Yeah.
We have a production team in the back, working along with us. So
yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's been crazy, like, how to change, like, all the operational stuff and, like, do more takeouts and, like, make it work. Yeah.
I see. And then you also do coffee, right?
Yes, we're making coffee. We have hard coffee from Portland. So
nice.
Yeah.
Exciting. And
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, when I was in Portland, a friend of mine was saying that I should check a heart, but that's the one thing I didn't check out. So, more reasons for me to stop by.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, you know, one of the reasons why I do this is because I myself, you know, struggle maintaining my own habits and routines, especially during this time. It's a little bit more trickier, per se. So I was wondering how that really affected you. And I know you still work, so it may seem like not much change, but obviously drastically.
No, of course.
It can change a lot by staying at home.
Yeah, I'm going crazy. Like after having three jobs to only one, and I've been just like reading a lot, taking some online classes about like knowing about like self-care and like I don't know, learn more about your body pretty much.
That's good.
So I've been exercising at home. Hopefully I can buy a stationary bike because I miss, my other job.
Yeah.
I miss Rush. So, yeah, I mean, try to work out at home. Go outside, walk for about 30 minutes. I don't know. Yeah. I mean.
That's good.
Meditation.
Meditation. Yeah. Can you share a little bit of the kind of workout that you do and like maybe.
Sure.
Maybe I can do some of it.
F45 has really good online on YouTube videos. What else? Orange Theory.
Okay, I've heard of that. They have
really good videos, and you don't need any equipment.
Okay.
Everything is at home. Yeah.
So like body weight,
cardio.
Yeah, cardio. Okay, that makes sense.
I follow a couple like trainers at Instagram, and they've been pretty good, posting a couple like short videos where like you can do your own workout at home. And so Kira, Nathan, share that after if you guys want to. Rosh has been doing a lot of videos too. I mean, if you like spin and if you like cardio, and if you're able to have a stationary bike at home, it's a really, really good workout. But yeah, I've been doing those and it's been good. Yeah. Try to eat healthy at home.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of vitamin C if you're veggies. It sounds cheesy, but yeah. What's up?
You're still there? I think the connection.
I'm still there.
Okay. Asking, like, have you done those workout before, or is it something that you just started doing now?
No, it's actually something new. I'm always out and about for workouts, and for a whole week, I was like trying to figure it out. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, I don't know. Like, how am I gonna get my workouts now? I'm glad that the fitness community is like sharing a lot of like knowledge over Instagram, online, YouTube. So it's been pretty amazing. Yeah, and I don't know. I really like now working at home. working out at home is pretty good.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's cool. I myself work out at home because, you know, I don't really thrive off like being seen.
Struggling. I know. A lot of people workout. Don't like that. Yeah. That's why sometimes you like to go on workouts where it's everything dark or no one can see you. So, I understand that. And, I mean, some people like to work out at home. Some people just like to go to a gym and have their own community. But
That's true. Yeah, that's awesome. Anything else with your habits that got affected? Anything else, like sleeping habits, like hobbies that you couldn't do anymore?
I mean, it's been great to wake up without an alarm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just like, what? No alarm? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything else has been the same.
Everything has been the same, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still work. So what time do you usually work that you don't necessarily use an alarm clock to wake yourself up?
Well, every week changes, so.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Yeah. I work at night or in the morning. So, yeah.
Morning. So you don't necessarily have to wake up super early because...
Not anymore, no.
Very often, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about this whole entire thing so far? Like, how is it, you know, like physically, mentally, you know, your character, your person, everything about you, how do you feel about everything?
Honestly, like, times has been, like, crazy and, like, see a lot of friends, like, laid off and...
Yeah.
I mean, it comes to my mind, like I have heavy heart for people who is like pretty anxious and like people who like don't like to be inside or I don't know, like,
yeah,
like it puts a lot of like heavy things on my heart. But I mean, it's kind of like take it on a positive way, like be inside, try to like know more about yourself.
Yeah.
Read more, take care of yourself. So, yeah. Like, I mean, that's all we can do right now. And stay home. Like, if you don't have to go anywhere else, like, stay home, please.
Yeah.
And safe. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Have you seen anyone through, you know, virtually, digitally? Has it some?
No, this is the first time I'm doing this.
Oh my gosh!
I don't have friends. Where are they?
Yeah. I mean, besides, you know, people at work.
I FaceTime with my friend Ari, but
yeah. Gotcha.
Awesome. But yeah. I don't do it often.
Right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. And again, I hope this is something that maybe sparks something in you to, like, you know, stay connected.
I mean, call a friend.
Yeah.
And
call a friend.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, cheers them and tell them that you're there for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm here. I'm here for whoever need it. And yeah.
Yep. Naya is an amazing person. I mean, before all this, like, I see you all the time when I go to Dark Horse in La Mesa, and I'm like, and I never realized that you lived in that area. I'm like, wait, Naya, you're here? Did you look at us? it's nice to bump into each other, friend, and, you know, hopefully during this time, we bump into each other, like, through social media. And we stay connected through social media. Because, it could be a struggle for those that, you know, for me, I try not to be in social media as often, but I'm encouraged to stay online as much as I can, because this is the only way that we can really stay connected. So, and that's one of the reasons why I want to keep doing this, so that people get to see Naya and they bump into Naya on social media. Oh, like, JB is doing live and Naya's there. Like, so it's kind of cool, you know, it's a cool idea.
Oh man, I love you, JB.
Thank you so much. Love you too, Naya.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing in terms of what's the name of your dog again?
Birdie.
So do you still walk Birdie?
I still walk her more than usually. Yeah. But she sleeps a lot.
like you needing a lot of sleep. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's doing good. She's loving this time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ah, Naya. Oh my gosh. Is coffee still part of what you do every morning? Do you still make coffee at home, or do you go run and support local businesses? Like, what have you
in terms of coffee?
Oh, you love coffee.
I go run and support local business.
Yeah.
And I still make my coffee at home.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Buying some beans and then grinding them. And well, Naya, I want to challenge you.
60 pour-overs.
Yeah, pour-overs. I want to challenge you with this one thing.
Okay.
I know you're into music. I'm not putting you on the spot right now. But have you or are you at any time soon going to put out yourself playing a guitar or something?
Sure.
Are you going to play for us and show us your talent and entertain us during this time?
Not today.
not today, but like if you can post it online or something.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Naya.
Yeah, show me some. Some tools for video, like to fix my audio. Like, I don't know.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what sort of audio issues have you been having lately that?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to record it, but my phone sucks. That's all I have.
Oh, I see. Got it. Got it. Okay.
Probably if you can share some apps or something. I don't know.
Oh, so what I can – wait, what phone are you using?
I have an iPhone 11.
Okay. 10? Since you have an iPhone 11, Yeah, I can send you some. I can text you actually a mic that you can buy, and this little mic that you can it's like lightning bolt mic, but you know, same thing as the size of your charger, and then you plug it in and you can use it to record.
What? Blow my.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's not expensive. It's like under $50. And I can send it. There's a lot on Amazon, and so you don't have to worry about picking it up in Best Buy. Order it online.
Please,
so
please, yes, send the name.
Yeah, yeah, I'll send it to you later.
And I've been trying to record a little. I mean, I have a lot of time to record in.
Yeah,
my audio stuff. So,
that's good. Have you done music lately, or you know?
I've been just doing covers at home.
Yeah.
And singing in Spanish.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah. That's awesome. Have you done anything that's not Spanish? Have you done anything that's English or did covers?
Also, I can teach someone Spanish. If anyone needs Spanish lessons,
just do it. Look at that, Naya. Multi-talented.
Put it out there.
That's awesome. Well, I usually ask this question to my friends. So before this all happened, right? So think about it yourself now. This is yourself telling your past self 2 weeks ago or a month ago before this all happened. What would you tell yourself?
Ooh. I mean, honestly, no one was ready for this.
Yeah.
For me, it was just more take care of your financials and value your jobs and be thankful that you have a job.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people have been affected with it financially and with their jobs and stuff. And so, you know, I've heard a lot of people really talk about being present and being all there.
Yes.
When you had the opportunity.
I'm reading this book that it's been really good.
Okay. Stop Missing Your Life. Ooh.
Yes. Pretty good book.
And who's the author again?
He talks a lot about that. I'm sorry?
Who's the author?
Corey.
Okay. Corey. Okay. Yep. Awesome. It's got it.
But yeah, it talks about a lot about that, be present.
Mm.
And it teaches you how to meditate and whatever, it's your religion, whatever you follow, have time of yourself. And I've been doing this exercise of meditate, inhale, exhale. Three times a day. And I mean, it's been great.
Yeah.
Be present. What's on your mind? What's going on? And I don't know. It's been pretty good book. But yeah, I recommend it.
That's good. And when you talk about breathing, it's funny because I have my Apple Watch, and every time I think I set up the app to remind me. The app called Breathe to remind me to breathe, which is really funny because oftentimes we forget to breathe. You know, I forget the breathing.
You get dizzy. You get stressed out and you're running around. I notice that. I'm always running around, and it's when you sit in at least 10 minutes, inhale, exhale, what's going on inside?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or when you're during this time, do you ask yourself, how's your body doing? What do you feel right now? Stressful time, what's your body feeling? So it's good to know about yourself and about your body. So I've been learning that during this time.
That's good.
This my time. Yeah. And
I know that when we talked about, before this all happened, and we talked about how your schedule was and how busy you were doing and just figuring out career, the job situation. And you said that you've been so busy that you don't get the chance to even for yourself, right?
Yeah, to breathe.
To breathe. So, how you know, how amazing it is that now, as much as this is, you know, heartbreaking and it's heavy in our hearts, or heavy for our hearts to know that this is affecting everyone, to just also find ways to really process this time and see that this is actually also good for us, you know, as mm-hmm. much as it is a dire, as much as it is like, you know, a difficult time, you know, you've said it yourself, like this has also helped you a lot. This has allowed you to mm-hmm. rest and give you the opportunity to breathe and recognize,
of course,
what are you feeling, right? Which mm-hmm. I think for me, I realize that the more that I get to rest, the more that I get to breathe, I begin to see the need around me. Like yeah. I begin to look up and like, whoa, I'm okay. So how can I help?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Like I've been trying to find, yeah, the ways to tell people like I'm here, like we're here, and like, yeah, whatever you need, like we're here.
Yeah. Wow, Naya, you're amazing.
Oh.
I want to tell everyone Naya is available for Spanish classes.
Of course.
Naya is available.
Music classes.
Music classes. Or any classes that you want to do. And
French.
Naya is available to chat. Go like leave her a DM and
yeah, of course.
Person, Naya, you're an amazing person. I've always been, you know, just really, I get really excited and happy whenever I see you. So I'm sure everyone that's watching.
Oh no, same. Like, likewise. Naya. Yes.
So.
All
right, Naya.
Well, I love you so much.
Love you too, Naya. Well,
safe.
I'll let you go
stay
on your
inside.
Day and enjoy Birdie, and have a good rest of your day, Naya. It's good seeing
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I love you.
See you later. Yeah. Love you too.
Yes.